Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And just a few house cleaning notes here. We have, don't forget to join our Night Shadows membership. But you don't know what you're missing, actually. It's $9.95 a month. And you get all kinds of news and information, and it really helps put us on the air, or keep us on the air, I should say. And like Hal Turner, he's going to a pay-only website. I don't want to do that, but I may have to do that. And we do it, of course, through Night Shadows membership, and people who donate would get a free pass. But we got... And I'm sure Larry would agree with this. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Oh, just hanging on up here. The wind's blowing. It's cold.
Yeah, it's kind of nasty. And I know that you would agree that the support for the truth is waning rapidly. And I guess this is actually part of biblical prophecy where the Lord said that the people, something happens and the people are desperately searching for the truth. But it says you can't find it. It won't be available in America. They'll search from east to west, north to south, and they won't find it because it's not going to be there. And one of the reasons it's not going to be there is, of course, there's no support. And we're not the only ones. Like Hal Turner can't get any support. Thousands of people listen, but most of them are freeloaders. And I guess my attitude, I always ask the question like this. If a sports car costs $20,000 and the only Bible that you could get your hands on costs $20,000, which would you buy? And, of course, 99.9% of the people would say they'd buy the car. And this is why America, Babylon, and the Christians within it are going down the tubes, thinking they're going to heaven. Like Jesus says, positive they're going to heaven in the book of Revelation, and they're not going to heaven at all. And this is really serious stuff, but Larry and I were talking before the show, and it's like people don't care anymore. They've given up on it. They're not going to listen and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, Larry, you said you had a couple of letters, and then I want to get into some Bible verses. Go ahead with the letters that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I really appreciate when people send me a letter. I like reading a letter or reading a card. It just is so encouraging. And I recently got a letter from, I'll just say his name is Peter, and I'm not even going to mention his last name or where he lives, but Peter asked me to, he said you knew him, and asked me to pray for him. And I will just say this, when I was out walking and lifting it up to the Lord and praying for him. You know, I can't say for sure. This is what the Lord said. It was just kind of gently given to me. But I wanted to tell Peter that I really feel like you're about to have an incredible dream. And my suggestion is when you have this dream, write it down fresh, and then go back and pray over it. And allow the Lord to deal with you through this dream. So I just wanted to share that. And then I also had a letter came in today, actually, from someone called Nancy. And I just wanted to read the letter because it's really encouraging, Stuart. Listen to this.
Yes.
Says, thank you for all you do to keep the truth at the forefront. I enjoy and anticipate each time you and Stuart engage in a conversation. God made it clear to me to send a portion to help you guys. I am also a member of Stuart's monthly subscription. Blessed by it. Says my prayers for both of you is supernatural provision and protection. Just thank you again for never compromising the truth and word of God. I hope and pray you're feeling better, Larry, and thank you, Nancy, so much. Thank God I am recovering. I'm feeling better. I've got my voice back. And I just wanted to mention also, Stuart, and would want you to comment on both of those if you'd like to, but I wanted to mention I got something an email from the Philippines today. You know, a number of times, you know, we've made remarks about, you know, you and I both being dinosaurs, where we should be extinct. And really the book that we actually preach from, the book we love, it should be extinct. And I got a picture that was sent me, and I sent you a copy of it from I.N. Taylor, a pastor in the Philippines, that put my family tree of dinosaurs up with my picture in it, and Trump pointing and say, "I like that guy." And I'll tell you what, Stuart, I had the best laugh I've had in a long, long time. It really felt good, and thank you, I.N. What do you think, Stuart?
Yeah, it's very, very nice to always get support in prayer, to read letters that appreciate what you do. So few people actually comment. You have no idea, folks, how much even a positive comment means. The truth is hated by and large, and unfortunately, it is hated even by a lot of Christians. And I don't think they understand basically what's going on here, and I wanted to read a couple, but we really do appreciate the comments, and both positive and negative. I get some negative comments too, and it's just, well, it's interesting to see how people think, I guess, would be the way to word that. I want to start out by reading some Bible here. And I know a lot of people just want news. They don't want to be preached to, which is a deadly mistake because of what Jesus says about the Christians of modern-day Christianity, of which 99% of them, according to the Word, anyway, are positive they're saved, but they're not. And that's very, very deadly. Why is this happening? This is what I want to read. It comes from Genesis 3. Verse 3 starting. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, "Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" And the woman said unto the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God does know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Now this is loaded, folks. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves an apron. Now this is very, very interesting. And I want to zero in on what God had to say. He said, in the day you eat of it, you will die. You will die. And mankind, Adam and Eve, are, in fact, scientifically, it's been proven that we come from one set of parents, which, of course, is only logical. But a lot of people want some more scientific proof. What happened that we had death? Well, it says we have the knowledge of good and evil. Good is one force, evil is the other. What really happened here is humanity was born again, but born again in the wrong way, into a world totally changed, in with a mindset totally changed, and with their vision totally changed. Basically, what they did was they shut themselves off from God totally. Now I want to read something else, Revelation 12. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to earth. And a dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for devour her child as soon as it was born. Now this, of course, this sign, the star sign, occurred on 9/23/2017, Feast of Trumpets. It was a big hoodoo about it. Most people mocked it and said that sign comes about just about every year, and it doesn't mean a thing. Actually, it did. And what made it so important to the Christian was a comet that had never came through before, came into the womb of Virgo, seeded it, the same time Jupiter entered the womb, and then the comet left, and it will never come back again. Remember what the Lord had to say about signs in the heavens. He meant exactly what he said. Unfortunately, the children of Israel today, and most of humanity today, has rejected all of this when these signs are of extreme importance. And anyway, then it says in verse 7, there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought with his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now we are waiting, and I don't think we're going to have to wait very long, according to those that are really studying this stuff. There's going to be an arrival. That arrival will be Satan, but he will be thought of, and his angels, but it will be thought of as God and his angels. It's a huge deception, and it is part of the strong delusion, and it's coming. But the point I wanted to make here is mankind has his eyes blinded. We are, our minds are captured. Jesus Christ said we are prisoners, that we walk in spiritual darkness. And the prison keeper is Satan, that old serpent that deceiveth the whole world. I don't think people realize what this means at all. And I think it's apparent in modern-day Christianity, because they're taught that all they got to do is say a simple prayer. Now, the other thing I want to bring to everybody's attention is scientific, about the reptilian part of every person born on planet Earth. There are three parts to our brain. One part is reptilian. And this is very, very interesting, because Satan was called that old serpent that deceiveth the whole world. You don't know it. You don't realize it. But we have a part of our brain that is actually reptilian. And when Jesus said, enter in and walk the narrow way, what he's telling you is you have an enemy within. It's that reptilian part. And that has to be overcome. That's why Jesus said in the book of Revelation 7 times, to the overcomer, I will give this and I will give that. Just very, very interesting that humanity, and this is why the world is in total chaos, folks. This is why we're in total total chaos. And we're watching it develop before our very eyes because Satan is a destroyer of humanity. He's destroyed us. That's what the whole Bible story is about. But God had a plan of salvation. And in the heavens, he said, I will, this is how it says in Genesis 1:14. Now that's a 4:11 in reverse. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Now, the word for seasons actually means feast days. That's why the seven feast days of the Lord are so very, very important. Anyway, I want to just give you that as a foundation for what I'm going to talk about next. And Larry, anywhere you want, just jump in. Because on January 21st and the 22nd, we are going to have a blood super wolf moon. Now, it's interesting of the wolf. What does a wolf do to the sheep? What did Jesus say about the wolves that devour the sheep, but they put on sheep's clothing? They're the fakes out there, the fake preachers, teachers, and evangelists out there. And Peter goes into what they do. How they speak evil of the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they deceive the world. Well, who are they? Fallen people. We're fallen. So we don't want to believe the truth. We rapidly will believe the lie, but we will not believe the truth, even if it's right in front of us. Anyway, okay, so we have this blood red moon, wolf moon. It's 114 days to May 14, 2019, which ends Israel's 70th year. Now, this could be very important, may not mean anything. I don't know. Isn't it interesting that it's 114 days, which is another 4:11? And it's pointing us to two comets. The comet was Hyakutake and Hale-Bopp, two of the largest comets to ever come through, seen by the entire world, one in 1946, the other in 96, and the other in 1997. And this is very, very interesting that the Lord marked out 4:11 in the heavens. Those comets passed directly over Satan's head, Star of Algol. That's not by accident, folks. It formed a perfect cross in the heavens. And it was pointing to 4:11. And then we had an unknown lady by the name of Susan Boyle, who came out on Britain's Got Talent on 4/11/2009, and a song she sang was the swan song of the human race. I dreamed a dream, but the tigers came, and they annihilated the hope of humanity. That song is a song about humanity. It's a song about how Satan steals everything we try to do. And how it confirms we are absolute prisoners to this entity, to this serpent. It's real. It really is very real. If you do what God tells you to do, you're going to run into this serpent almost immediately. But he doesn't come as a serpent. He comes as something else. It's very, very interesting how he works. Now, I don't have time to get into that because we're running through the hour, and I don't want to do that. But anyway, at the same time, we have a conjunction of Venus, bright and morning star, which is what the Lord said he was. But Antichrist takes it or attempts to imitate it, and Jupiter, the king of the planets, which is representative of Jesus and the Lord, King of the planets, and they conjunct in Ophiuchus, I think is the way they pronounce it. And believe it or not, this conjunction takes place in the 13th constellation. And Ophiuchus is actually the serpent holder. It represents Jesus Christ. Now, why do you suppose all of this is happening on that blood-red moon? I think we're at the end of things. And 411 represents the end of Satan's stronghold. And 411 is just a very, very interesting date. And when you come to the lunar moons, the blood-red moons, from 2010 to the next one we're going to have on the 21st, there are 10 blood-red moons. Look up the number meaning for 10. If we take it from the first of the lunar tetrads, 415, 2014, and we come to 1021, there are exactly 7 blood-red moons. All these numbers are of huge importance. We're being told something. Can't tell you exactly what it is. I can only tell you we're being told something. And it will begin on January 20th and finishes on Monday. It goes right over Trump's White House. Trump was born on a blood-red moon. This is kind of interesting. And get the numbers, Larry, where this thing starts. It starts at 11:41. Another 4:11. Full eclipse will begin on that date, or that time, 11:41, and that's Eastern Standard. A maximum solar eclipse will occur at 12:12. Isn't that interesting? At 12:12, of course, is January 21st. 21 is 7:7:7. And the total eclipse ends at 12:44. All these numbers are of huge importance to anybody that knows how the Lord uses number. Just incredible. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's very, very interesting. And let me read you a couple of just headlines I found today, actually, regarding that, and get your opinion on it. There are two of them. The first one is from Breaking Israel News. It says a rabbi expert is reporting the first super blood moon of the year 2019 will be a sign of earthquakes and governments falling. Question mark. Very, very interesting what the rabbis are talking. And then the second one is posted on Deo's website, and it's a very interesting report by HolySpiritWind.net. It says the Lord's perfect sign ends January the 21st, 2019. Then what? What do you think, Stuart?
I think the United States is in a lot of trouble when you look at all the numbers, when you look at all the things. Remember that Israel over Jerusalem had their blood red moon last year. The fighting, let's say the preparation for all the fighting is now in full swing. Here's something that I found. Wolf moon. According to the Old Farmer's Almanac, Native Americans called the January full moon the wolf moon because it appeared when wolves howled in hunger outside the villages. Isn't that kind of interesting? It portends famine. And Larry and I have been warning people to prepare because we may go through some of this. We don't know exactly when the Lord is going to call his people home. We don't really know. Now, the next total lunar eclipse, we have to wait until 2021, which is, of course, 21 is a 7:7:7. Anyway, enough of that. I'm just warning people, get ready. There is something coming. And I know Trump has said, well, I'm going to wait before I declare martial law or a national emergency. Maybe we can get all this done. I would remind people, I wrote a blog. I can't even remember what I called it, but it was the last one on my website, lakegateblogger.com. I urge people to go read it. we're being scammed. We're being scammed. Satan knows exactly what he's doing. And the Lord allows Satan to do that. Read in Thessalonians, where the strong delusion is cast down upon the humanity. The apex of that strong delusion is an arrival, the fallen angels. That's the apex. That will prove that the theory of evolution is true. After all, they all look different because they evolved on different planets. Evolution is a total lie, and it's easily proved if you go into science at all, even though scientists hold to it. They contradict their own laws that they have discovered themselves. The law of homogenesis, like begets like. So who produced man? Who produced the eyes? Who produced the ears? Who produced the mind? Who produced the body? I wish people would just think about that for a little while. Do you think that he who made mankind cannot hear, cannot see, cannot think? Law of homogenesis. Of course he can. And then you have the other law, the law of thermodynamics. Want to know why your car that you bought in 2007 is starting to rust, starting to decay? Well, that's why. Law of thermodynamics. Second law, entropy. Everything runs down. We get old. We die. That's the curse. That's the curse in Genesis, is the law of entropy. You cannot dispute those two laws. You can attempt to, and you can attempt to convince humanity that we're evolving ever upwards, but we're not. Biblical prophecy, look at Daniel 2. The head of gold deteriorates down to iron and clay. The Lord is showing you entropy. He's showing you the second law of thermodynamics. We go from one all the way down to the end. Mankind spiraling downward into chaos and ruin. That's exactly where we are on the precipice, I think. Larry, I don't know. I just think, and you read some of this. Trump, this has come from Drudge. Trump eyes disaster money to fund the border wall. Won't declare emergency right now. Buchanan, do it. Wall Street Journal, he might regret it. CNN Tolbert, legal. Fox News, Napolitano, illegal. Noonan, Trump is unserious, but so are Schumer and Pelosi. Culture, media throw everything to see what sticks. Pentagon, ready to build the wall. Texas landowners, ready to challenge. President floats path to citizenship. New caravan gathers for the journey north. When I read that, all I think about is how confused and how chaos is building. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. And by the way, Barry Rockman just did a second matrix to that national emergency, our southern border and the wall, if you want me to read it.
Yes, by all means.
Okay, well, you remember the first one. You know, I read that the other day on the show. The second matrix by Barry Rockman in this series is number one, state of emergency. Number two, wall. Number three, Pelosi. Number four, Schumer. Number five, president. Number six, border. Number seven, war. Number eight, crisis. Number nine, establishment. Number 10, Mitch. What do you think?
Wow. War. That's the second time war is showing up. So is the Lord referring to a war elsewhere, or is he referring to the war over the wall? That indicates he's going to build the wall, but if you read Ezekiel, it almost sounds like we don't have time to build the wall. It's the Lord says that Gog of Magog, after they're on the mountains of Israel, attacking Israel, think an evil thought. I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. Now, it doesn't say unwalled nation, it just says unwalled villages. Boy, that's
well,
interesting.
I find that interesting, Stuart. As you were talking, I was just looking at the words again, and if you read words 6, 7, and 8 together as in a row, it says
mm-hmm.
border war crisis.
Well, that is. That's a crisis. I mean, Trump's been saying that right along. It is. Everybody's poo-pooing it. Say, oh, no, you know, the snowflakes want all these people in here. You ought to read some of the things that have happened to people that live next door to some of these folks. Not all of them. But Trump is absolutely correct when he says, if you do not have a border, you do not have a nation. And he's
well,
right.
That's what's interesting, Stuart. Yeah, I'd like your opinion on this, because this is a kind of a strange thought. And I heard one of the Republicans mention this today, and because of so much absolute hell being raised against Trump for this shutdown. And so let me ask you, Stuart, here's a question. All right, not what Trump has said. This question involves what has Trump done? So we've got a shutdown, a governmental shutdown, and we've got, you know, no balancing of the budget, and we've got a crisis of a border wall, and everybody's saying Trump did it. Okay, what did he do? He didn't veto any bill that Congress has sent him, has he? Has he vetoed
nope.
a bill we don't know about? No. He hasn't vetoed anything Congress has done. He just sits there and says, it's an emergency, but I'm not going to call it that yet. So, Stuart, how can they blame Trump? This is not his. This is Congress. What do you? And I'm
well,
talking
yeah,
both
ultimately
sides.
It's Congress, and ultimately it's I think that's why Pelosi and Schumer are in that Bible code. I think the American people, hopefully, are smart enough to see. Number one, it is an emergency. They got this caravan now with what, 150,000 people
oh.
coming in,
oh.
or whatever
yeah.
it is.
Thousands. That's right.
I mean, it's thousands of people working their way up. They don't seem to care that the border is kind of shut, and Pelosi and Schumer will not budge whatever. 5.7 or 5.6 billion is absolute peanuts compared to our overall federal budget. Nothing. It means absolutely nothing. So the question you have to ask, is this insanity on their part, or is this a play? And they're operating on a playbook. And this is, they're doing something else behind the scenes and we don't know about. And I think we're going to find out. And, you know, I don't know why I remembered this, but I was watching on YouTube today, and it's always kind of interesting what people come up with. But this guy over in, I don't know where it was, Europe somewhere, had done research on The Simpsons. You know, the TV series, The Simpsons?
Yeah, yeah.
And The Simpsons have had a very uncanny accuracy of predicting what's coming. And one of them is so uncanny that it makes you wonder if they did not travel in the future and take a look. One of the scenes in The Simpsons is Trump coming down this stairway. And there's a picture of Trump coming down the exact stairway. And this was done way early. He wasn't even president when they did this. And he was coming down this stairway. And all the people that are around about him are exactly what's shown on The Simpsons. Now, how did they do that?
Wow.
Where are they getting this information from? Anyway, getting back to this guy, he says that in the movie about The Simpsons, that they've coded January, January 18th, 2019 is the start of something huge. I found that kind of interesting because that's exactly 3 days before the blood red moon.
Oh.
And yet 3 days. There's a lot. Everybody has to be ready, folks. I mean, we're riding right on the edge of something huge. Or the 70 years that the Lord paints over and over and over again so you cannot miss it. That something is coming. 70th year of Israel ends on the 14th of May this year. And the evidence is overwhelming that something huge is going to happen, big time. And we got another sign. Let me read this one to you, Larry. This guy, I'm sure you've seen it. Mecca's Grand Mosque plagued by swarm of locusts. Authorities dispatch cleaning crews to eradicate the insects for the safety and the comfort of the guests of God's house. Isn't that kind of interesting? What do the swarm of locusts indicate?
Well, famine for one thing, but not only locusts there, you know, scripturally we're having locusts come across our own border.
You got that right. Yeah, you know, I don't know, folks, we're being robbed left and right. Our people don't, you know, and I'm very disappointed, actually, in Trump not doing something more. I mean, we've got, 800,000 people now that don't get a paycheck. All he would have to do is declare a national emergency, and they'd be back on the payroll almost immediately. And I have read those FEMA directives that Congress has passed, those executive orders. I think I put them all in Iron Mountain Blueprint for Tyranny. By the way, that's free. If you go to our Angel Fall 923 on YouTube, you can watch Blueprint for Tyranny. And I think I have those executive orders embedded within that movie. He can declare, not only can he declare martial law totally legally like he claims he can shut down virtually the United States, and he can put us under martial law. He can seize everything we have. I don't think he's going to do that, but I think somebody else is. I really believe that's what's coming.
Yeah, there's
Larry,
a couple
Pompeo.
Things.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead and comment. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to comment here while you were finishing up on talking about this January 18th, 21st, and all this time frame, because, as you was mentioning, it doesn't cost anything to take care of the wall. Matter of fact, Fox News had here's the post they had. They called it the 0.0998% solution. In other words, 0.0998% solution, and it says Democrats bungle stupidest federal shutdown in U.S. history. But then the thing that's concerning me, Stuart, you know, is a recent you actually talked about Hal Turner's website tonight, and he usually has his news is usually kind of like start to fall sometime. It's a week or two ahead of when it happens. But this is a kind of a concern. You know, this is one that he posted late this evening. It's from Hal Turner. It says, urgent. Said Iran. Wait a minute here. Let me find it. Find the right one I was going to read you here. Listen to this. It said, urgent. It says, NATO and Ukraine make agreement. Naval vessels to be sent to the Sea of Azov, said to challenge Russia, said Russia. Putin has said no way NATO enters Sea of Azov. And, of course, this kind of dovetails, Stuart. If this is true, and NATO and Ukraine have now made an agreement to do this as a challenge to Russia, you know, you're talking about the cusp of war right there. And what's interesting, Stuart, this dovetails really all the way back. At least a month ago, you and I were talking about a secret plan, a type of a false flag that began all of this and has been playing out in the Ukraine against Russia.
Yeah, and I think maybe that's where they plan to start the war. The New World Order has to have their war. They don't care who gets killed. They want to bring America down at the same time. That's one way to do it, World War III. And Albert Pike outlined three major world wars. Now, his claim was that it would start in the Middle East, which I guess you could call almost Ukraine part of the Middle East. But that was going to be the start of the whole thing. And so if NATO goes into this, Putin will respond. In fact, he might respond by a blitzkrieg across the entire European continent, which some people have seen, they claim, in their visions, that Russia suddenly and with almost no warning at all just decides, okay, I've had enough. And if I don't do something, I'm sure that's what is in his mind. If I don't do it and I don't do it now, we're done. We're cooked. The plan of the New World Order was to encompass Russia and strangle her basically to death. Well, you know, Putin's not going to allow that. And if we're watching an orchestrated Armageddon, when this starts to go down, and maybe it is the 18th, maybe it's the 21st, maybe it's the 22nd, we don't really know when this is going to start, but a blood red moon over Israel, and then the next year a blood red moon over America, we're in trouble. Judah and Ephraim are in trouble. Babylon the Great is in trouble. If you look at some of the prophecies against Ephraim and merge them with the prophecies against Babylon the Great, they're identical. And the house of Israel. We are part of the house of Israel. We're part of the children of Israel. And if you go into Isaiah 17, it says Damascus is taken out because of the children of Israel. It was children of Israel that did it. We don't know exactly what happens that causes Israel and maybe the United States to decide we're taking out Damascus, but we know it's going to come. Along with that, here's another one for you, Larry. Pompeo promises every last Iranian boot will be expelled from Syria. Secretary says troop pullout from Syria will go ahead. U.S. will use diplomacy while working with partners in an anti-Iran front. Israel will have the military capacity to defend itself. What does that sound like to you?
Yeah, sounds like Isaiah 17 beginning.
That's what I'm thinking. Exactly. Because it's Israel that does take out Damascus. I'm not sure if they nuke it or they use one of those Moabs or what they use. I mean, Damascus is the oldest inhabited city, I think, in the world. And Damascus, to those who have studied it, and I'm not sure they're right, but it's an interesting concept, that Damascus then represents in some ways the world. So when Isaiah 17 goes into action and we take out Damascus and we totally destroy it, it's the beginning of the destruction of the world, or we could say Daniel's 70th week. Remember the number 7 and the 7 blood moons that have recently occurred. This is all coming together, folks. Really, it is. And here's that headline you were talking about, NATO and Ukraine agree. Are they nuts that they're going to actually try to go into the Sea of Azov?
I don't know, Stuart, I don't know if they're nuts, but I think this is a New World Order plan, and they're following the playbook.
Yeah. Well, I think this whole thing is a playbook, and I think the Bible is the playbook. And as Christians, actually, we're supposed to just kind of sit back and watch the world players come on to scene, do what they got to do, and watch the Lord's agenda unfold. And a lot of people don't understand Israel or why Israel is there. Majorly, people hate Israel. And the reason they hate her, I think, is unconscious. And they think Israel does everything wrong and can't do anything right. She can be attacked, but she can't retaliate. The UN hates her, has ruled against her time after time after time. Israel is going to do some very despicable and ugly things. That's right in the prophecies. The world hates Israel. But God says, that's exactly what I want. I want them to hate Israel, because if you go into Jeremiah, he says, with Israel, I'm going to bring the nations of the world down. Going to Zechariah, anybody that troubles themselves with Jerusalem and Israel is going to get it. But the world doesn't understand that, and so they've got to go against Israel. And Isaiah 17 has to be done. And the rest of it, all prophecy, Jesus said every bit of prophecy, every period, every dot, is going to be fulfilled. And if the 70-year generation is actually the truth, we are going to see some major action, either coming into May 14th or just slightly after. This business, though, with Russia and Ukraine and NATO saying, we're going to go into this, and Putin says, no, you're not. War. And here's another one. Top Iranian commander says Israel must be annihilated. What do you think of that one?
Yeah, that's what they believe. And by the way, Stuart, Erdogan now is proposing, and we're watching him clearly divide from the U.S., he's proposing a Turkey, Iranian, and a Russian front in Syria to take over.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, sooner or later the rhetoric and the pounding on the chest does come into action in war. Just like the Bible says it does. Mankind, James is very explains it very well. You war because you ask, and when you ask amiss because you want it for yourself, and it's greed. And but if you would ask correctly and be peaceful, you'd probably have the Lord give you what you want. But mankind is fallen, and that's why I started the show. We are under the influence of Satan. Jesus said, we are prisoners. We walk in spiritual darkness. And until you break out of that prison, you're going to continually walk in darkness, ever wondering, gee, why am I here? What's going on? Why is life the way it is? Well, the Bible tells you life is why it is. We're prisoners. We walk in spiritual darkness. We have not a clue as to what's really going on. And I believe the Lord gave us biblical prophecy, number one, to prove that there is a God and he knows the end from the beginning. And so we don't have any excuse as to why we're lost and what we are to do about it. So I don't know. What do you do? Urgent. Iran to withdraw from nuclear deal. Commence enrichment immediately. How long are we going to sit back and allow that, do you think?
Well, Stuart, I was going to also dovetail this into that story and answer your question. They're actually, you know, we're not seeing a lot about Venezuela up front, but we are seeing reports, and I've watched it on the screen today on Fox Business, reporting that now there are five U.S. hostages held in Venezuela by the Maduro government, who the U.S. has standing against now and calling illegitimate. And now there are reports that the Iranians are heavily involved with Maduro inside Venezuela and threatening the U.S. from the south. So where are we going with this rhetoric, Stuart? Are we also going to have a war in South America?
You know, we have all those tanks that went south, and they were photographed on trains. Some of them, of course, they've been photographed going west. They've been photographed going north. Tons and tons of military equipment. But there's been a lot of border reinforcement. And it may be that Trump knows perfectly well there is an attack coming. After all, that's what Redelt claimed in his vision.
Yeah.
He said that the attack came out of Mexico. That was one of the big reasons, one of the big areas that he talked about. And a lot of people are not talking about what's going on up in Canada. And a lot of folks don't realize that we had war plans to invade and take over Canada, which I'm sure the Canadians still remember. And Canada may have been making agreements with both China and Russia when the division of America is made. If you let us in and you let us set up our camps up in Queensland and all of that, and by the way, it's going on in national parks. We get reports from people all the time about they run into soldiers on these in the national parks, and they're told to get out, told to leave. And then, of course, you've got all your truckers who talk about the underground facilities and huge 1,000 or 2,000 mile long underground tunnels that go here, there, and everywhere. Trains, gravitic trains that travel 1,000, 2,000 miles an hour under there. You have no idea, folks, about the technology that we have and how advanced it really is. And I think it was Carl Sagan who said, high technology, when it comes into view, will be thought of as the powers of the Lord. This is going to be part of the strong delusion when the arrival comes. The strong delusion, the apex of it, is the arrival. There was a report, where was that? Kenna, Louisiana, where a huge UFO was seen, Larry? And
oh, yeah.
Transformers
yeah.
were blowing up.
Yep.
What do you think that was?
Oh,
I mean, you could see the shafts coming down.
Not only that, Stuart, I think I forwarded you a UFO. I believe it was in Central America that Richard Shaw had sent me that you just couldn't explain it away. I mean, it just simply wasn't a blur on a image of a photo. You know, you can see this thing clearly. And one other thing I wanted to bring up, while you had just mentioned Red Elk, and about an invasion, and I wanted to bring something back to your memory and get you to comment on it here for the people, because when Red Elk, about the time he actually drove in a snowstorm all the way to your house to do that special video interview that you did, and may still be available to people, I don't know. But when he did that, remember I had called you and I told you that I knew of people in the military that was doing an invasion assessment. I'll repeat that again so people can hear it. They were doing an invasion assessment in the military, which means they know of invasion is coming in the future and they are planning it out ahead of time for logistics and supplies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, for an invasion from the south. And if you'll remember, Stuart, I knew these people, and I told them about Red Elk and his visions and dreams and experiences about the invasion that was coming, which agreed with their assessment, and I tried to get them to meet with Red Elk, and they finally refused to do it. I think they were literally warned away from him. But Red Elk shared some of that with you, even.
Yes. He was a very interesting character. Now, I know that most people think Red Elk, well, he was just a shaman, and, you know, the Lord doesn't deal with shamans, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Don't forget, folks, the Lord said, I will pour out my dreams and visions upon all flesh, not just arrogant Christians who think they have some sort of monopoly on dreams and visions from the Lord. It's ridiculous. They don't even believe what God says about it. He can give a dream and vision and movies and whatever, and he warns people through it. It's kind of like the Terminator series where the United States is taken out. Do you know how biblical that is? Read Jeremiah. Read Isaiah. Read the book of Revelation. That's exactly what happens. This is how the Lord works. And if you shut your minds to it, boy, you just have no idea what you're missing. But anyway, I think Red Elk is posted. I don't think anybody's watching it because I think they're, you know, they're arrogant. And they think, well, I'm not going to pay any attention to some Native American idiot. What do they know? Well, unfortunately, a lot of them know far more than the Christians know. And it would be very, very wise for Christians to take. Look at the book Noyes wrote, Phoenix Rising. I mean, it's all about America. Everything she's written in that book is either has come to pass or will. And she openly admits she's Antichrist. Doesn't believe in it. Well, then how come she's getting all this stuff? I think the Lord gives it to her. He says, I'm going to pour out my dreams and visions upon all flesh. And so you can't just isolate people. You have to just put it in the back of your mind and see if it happens. Like the Lord says, the test of a prophet is, and whether the Lord gave them that vision is whether it comes to pass or not. And so I think people make a huge mistake anyway on that. What do you think? I mean, I just, I don't know how to word it. I think if you want to really be a Christian, you have to open up your heart. You'll have to open up your mind. You have to expand your thought patterns. And you have to test the spirits, whether they are Lord or not. And I get letters all the time, oh, it's a Native American, and you shouldn't be even talking about that. When I went on the Art Bell show, I got screamed at, how could you go on a show with a 33rd degree Mason? Are you an Antichrist? And I, you know, the only retort I could give, Paul went up to Mars Hill, and he witnessed to the people like Art Bell. But you're telling me I can't? What do you think?
I think you're exactly right. And I have to say, Stuart, right after your show with Art Bell was when he and Whitley Strieber wrote the book about everything you talked about. And then the day after tomorrow, a movie came out. And so I think your interview with Art Bell wound up being a classic.
Yeah, actually, you know, I had the greatest time with Art. I really did. And he was searching for the truth. And when these so-called Christians tell me I can't witness to the world, or I can't go into a bar if I want to and witness to somebody, if the Lord tells me to do it, I'll go in there and I'll witness to them. If he doesn't, I won't. But there's such arrogance now in the Christian community. It just drives me nuts. And I think part of that is why we have so many freeloaders, too. You know, if you wouldn't pay $10,000 for a Bible, then the Bible's worthless to you. And I think the Lord more or less indicates that. You know, there are people who virtually almost give up their lives just to get a hold of a few pages of scripture.
Yeah.
People ought to think about that. What do you think, Larry?
I've actually talked to people, Stuart, in other countries that some of them only have just a few chapters, and that's all the Bible they got of maybe just John or James or you know, Galatians. They just got a little bit of a Bible, and they're just so glad they got that.
Yeah. America's going down, folks. The Christians in America are going down. Do what the Lord says. Enter in. And don't be fooling around with these fakes out there. America's filled, and I do mean filled, with fakes. And you have no excuse. Bible, Jesus says you don't have any excuse. And what are you going to do when you stand before the Lord? Well, so-and-so told me you didn't have the moxie to check it out for yourself. I don't want anybody taking my word for anything. Be a Berean. Study the Bible. Check it out. Ask the Holy Ghost to help you out. Anyway, good night, folks. Take care. Heads up. Your redemption, in fact, does draw very, very close. Watch Israel. Watch what's going on. Good night, everyone.